We've been reporting this morning that professional boxer from New Moston, Anthony Crawley, has been taken to hospital with a suspect fractured skull after confronting burglars in his garden. They'd actually broken in to his neighbour's house. Well, let's talk to his trainer, Joe Gallagher. Morning, Joe.
Morning.
How is he? Do we know yet how bad?
Yeah, I've seen Anthony last night at the hospital. He's obviously it's in bits. He's got a really bad gash down his forehead, which required numerous stitches, fractured skull and a broken ankle in two places.
What happened?
He's come home, he's in his house, he's hearing next door neighbour's burglar alarm going off. He phones the neighbours to say the alarm's going off, and he says, right, I'll just go and pop in and make sure everything's okay. He's gone round, disturbed two people that ran off. There's been a chase over a few garden fences, and Anthony's cornered the two of them. He managed to get hold of one of them, and then it seemed this other one's trying to get over a wall, but manages to pull off the concrete slab that's on top of the wall and decides then to whack it over Anthony Crawley's head. And Anthony's gone down, obviously gone over on his ankle, has just gone down and managed to get off. And it's just sickening to think that someone had absolutely intent to pick a concrete slab up and absolutely hit him over the head with it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, at times like this, boxing's his life, it's career and all the rest of it, but it takes second place over his health. But it does affect his career, doesn't it? Because he's got the biggest fight of his life scheduled.
Well, he does. He's worked so hard since age 10. He's been training all his life to do what his idols have done, like your Ricky Hattons in Manchester at the arena. And he had his opportunity on January the 23rd, but that's gone now. His world title dreams are up in smoke. But as far as Anthony's concerned, it's making sure that he recovers well from this. It's just to think at Christmas time, there, people around there trying to break in and rob people's Christmas presents. Anthony's just trying to do the good deed, making sure everything's okay. And people then decide to do this. And the tidal wave and the ripples that happen from this is really bad, really, really bad. But it, first and foremost, is Anthony's health and making sure he makes a good recovery.
Absolutely so.
Kids is absolutely in bits in hospital, crying non-stop last night.
Well, give him our regards, because, you know, he's a Manchester hero. Give him our regards, please. Thanks for talking to us, Joe.